With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. An incumbent slide is seen in the latest 5th District poll. KEDM's Ashley Lyons looks at the survey's frontrunners.
A new poll on the 5th District race shows incumbent U.S. Senator Vance McAllister failing to make the runoff. The Glasscock survey of 500 respondents has the incumbent with 15.7% tailing Republican Ralph Abraham at 24% and Democrat Jamie Mayo at 18%. Pollster Daryl Glasscock says these results were surprising.
McAllister, in every poll I've done since day one, has always led or been in second place. He significantly dropped in points, and right now, if the election were held today, he would not make the runoff.
Glasscock attributes the latest change in numbers to the Duck Dynasty crew and their support of family member Republican Zach Dasher, who got 15.1% in this poll.
They put on a pretty good, hard, negative campaign directed at McAllister, and it seems to have worked. And then they have moved themselves up into a position to be within striking distance of Jamie Mayo for second spot.
Glasscock says, according to his numbers, Dr. Abraham is almost guaranteed a spot in the runoff. He says if Jamie Mayo keeps up his numbers and can get Democrats and minorities out to the polls, then he's got the second spot. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
Relations with China, Poverty Point, and local attractions were among the comments local leaders and citizens had for Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden Tuesday. A town hall was held in a packed room at the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. Darden says the meeting is important here in Northeast Louisiana because there are so many small communities who have a lot to offer. He says the state's tourism office is trying to bring them together to promote the region as a whole. Leaders and citizens from 9 parishes attended the event. Darden has already held town halls in Lafayette and Shreveport, plans to hold another in Lake Charles early next year. The KEDM weather forecast, partly cloudy skies late this afternoon and into this evening with a low tonight in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, the high in the mid-70s. This is KEDM News.
Support for NPR comes from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people.